It's Detective Brian Ridge of the West Memphis Police Department. In the West Memphis Police Department, time is 6/4/93. Date is 6/4/93 at 9:54 a.m. Currently in the office with, what is your name, ma'am?
That's
Angela.
Angela.
Brunel.
Yes.
Grinnell. And your name, sir?
Jerry
Grinnell.
Terry
Grinnell. Okay, you're the parents of Jason Baldwin. Okay. What is it you're telling me about Jason?
Well, I'm only going to turn this evidence. I have evidence to prove that my son was in school at the time that Jason Mustelli said that this happened.
Okay, and where does he go to school?
He goes to school at Marion Senior High School.
Marion Senior High?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what time did he get into school that day?
He was at school for all classes.
Okay, and what time does school let out?
And at 3:30.
3:30?
Yeah, 3:30, I'm not sure, but he was there for all the classes. I've been there talking to the principal all morning.
After he left school, he went to her uncle's house and cut his grass.
Okay.
I have a statement from him.
What?
To that effect.
Who is his uncle?
Hubert Bartosh.
Hubert Bartosh? How do you spell Bartosh? B-A-R-T-O-S-H?
T-O-U-S-H.
T-O-U-S-H.
Sir.
And where does he live?
1037 Park Drive, West Memphis, Arkansas.
1037 Park Drive, here in West Memphis. Okay, what time was it he was there mowing the yard?
About 4:30 after he got out of school, from 4:30 till 6:30 or 6:30.
And my uncle paid him, and he said he's going to go down to Walmart and play the video games with his money,
Okay. Who was that? You said them. He paid them. Who was there with?
I said he paid him. He paid
him.
He paid him his money.
Oh, okay. Paid
That's
Jason.
That's what I meant. He paid him.
Okay. You know who was with him?
Ken was with him. And I think Damien was there, and his mom came and picked him up. Jason
came and picked him up before Jason left. Mom came back and picked him up, and he went to little Ken down to play the videos down at Walmart.
Little Ken, do you know his full name?
Ken Walker, I think.
Ken Walker. Do you know where he lives?
His mom lived in Memphis. He was living over here with his uncle. He stayed over at my house a lot because he was living with his uncle, and I guess he missed his mom and stuff,
Okay.
And anyway, I guess when the murders happened, she probably, got worried because I would have if it had been me.
How old was Ken?
He's about 16.
16. And he was staying with his uncle. What's his name?
I don't know.
Do you know where he stays?
I know where he lives. He lives not far from where I live.
In the trailer park?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But see, like, the times that Jesse Muskelly said it happened that morning and everything, Jason was in school. Jason mowed his uncle's yard. He got some money. Went to play video games.
Okay. What time did he get home that night?
I think he got home about 7:30.
7:30. Were you there?
No, sir. Unfortunately, I work at night. I wish I didn't have to, but I have had to support my children.
She had talked to him. She called and talked to him on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Knew he was there.
Okay. Where do you work?
I work at a trucking company. Well, I probably won't be working anymore because I don't think I can face everybody at work after all this. It's so embarrassing.
It's very hard, I understand.
I'm so stressed out from it and so worried. I know I'll have to take a leave of absence and then...
What's the trucking company name that you work for?
I work at Customized Transportation in Memphis.
In Memphis.
But, Jason, he's a good boy. There's been so many times he has babysat his brothers, he washes the dishes for me, and everything, and he takes care of his, little brothers for me, and they get into fights sometimes, but he ain't never killed one of them.
I understand.
And, he's got a good heart. He loves animals.
Yeah.
He never would hurt an animal.
Were you home that night?
No, I was home with my mother.
There was a friend of ours who was staying in
there. What time did you come in, actually?
Me?
Yeah.
I was over at my mother's. I didn't
all,
come in
all
there.
Night?
Yeah.
Okay. Who was the friend? Sure.
Interview with them.
Who was the friend that was there?
It was a friend of ours.
Okay. Do you remember the name?
Dennis.
Dennis. Last name?
Dent.
Okay. Where does he live?
He lives in Memphis.
Do you know the address or a phone number where we can reach him?
No, because I don't have no address for him right now.
Okay. He was staying there temporarily with y'all?
Yeah.
He's just helping out, or he needing a place to stay?
He just needed a place to stay, and we was helping him out.
Okay.
And, found a place.
He watched, you know, help watch the kids because Jason worked so hard, you know, watching them all the time, you know.
Yeah. I noticed he's quite an artist. He's real good at drawing.
Yeah,
he's got a whole wall full of ribbons and stuff that he's
drawing. I saw a plaque last night, actually, for 93 that he looked like he'd just gotten.
Yeah, he got all kind of ribbons from school where he's won his art and everything.
Does he make good grades in school?
Oh, yeah.
He's doing better.
Yeah.
He got an improvement card about a month ago, and he's been improving. Some say he got upset because some of his subjects in school he didn't get all the subjects that he had wanted, that he had put down that he wanted when he went into school,
mm-hmm.
and he's kind of bad about starting out. He didn't really like some of his courses that they swapped him into, but, you know, he's trying to go ahead and make the best out of the bad situation,
okay.
You know. All right.
Well, the situation we're in, basically. All right. You understand and see the statement that Jesse Miskelly has made.
Yeah, I've got proof that Jesse Miskelly is lying.
Well, that can't be true. If he was in school, it cannot possibly be true.
This is where we're at, though. Jason is saying that he's refusing to speak with us because you told him not to speak with us.
I told him too because I'm scared because y'all put words in his mouth and make a mountain out of a molehill.
Well, that's the reason
and
we've got
tape
recorders.
That's
and
why
I'm not putting any words into your mouth.
Murder is a serious event.
Yes, ma'am,
this
I agree.
This is a serious case.
Okay.
This is not nothing to laugh about.
Well, when we're given evidence,
whoever did
after
this.
They arraign him.
But it's
whoever
like
did this murder to them children has a sick mind, and they need to be caught and punished.
Okay.
But I assure
well,
and promise
it's
you,
it's
wasn't
like
my
this.
Son.
Okay, if you listen to me for just a second, I'll try to clear something up for you. We've got one person that told us a story that is very believable. It is very believable. But if Jason doesn't tell us a story.
Well,
a story. If Jason doesn't tell us what his side of things are, we'll never know what he has to say.
I got to get him a lawyer so he can have a lawyer with him because I've never been involved in anything like this before, and I don't want to see my son go away for my mistake. I know he's innocent. He is innocent, but I don't want him being made out not to be innocent because he don't have a lawyer. They say that
you understand that we tape our conversations. We don't put words into people's mouths.
Only fools use themselves as lawyers.
And it's all on tape exactly what it says. And we would welcome the opportunity to talk to Jason, and he will not talk because his mother has told him not to talk. If we would enjoy the opportunity, we would like the opportunity to speak with him.
I will tell one of the reasons why I told Jason not to talk to the police is because I was told that the police were going around and telling lies about Jason before they came and arrested him. After the police questioned Damien, there was rumors started. People were saying that the police had said told him this and told him that. And I thought in my mind then, the police are trying to make them out to be the guilty ones. And I told them not to talk to them, to anybody. And I said, if you hear of anybody else saying something that a policeman said, get his name, because I'm going to go to the police station with it. Because there has been policemen going out there in the trailer park telling kids lies.
Okay,
I've had several kids telling us that, and I don't think they made it up either. I think they were telling the truth.
Do you know what those kids' names were? We'll go talk to them and find out what's being said.
Well, Jason said he got on the bus one morning, and Ronnie Brady came up and says, "Hey, Jason, I hear you and Damien killed them kids." And he says, "But he says I know." He says, "I know you, buddy." He says, "You wouldn't do nothing like that."
What is his name now? Ronnie Brady? Anybody else? Did he say where he heard it from?
Said the police had told him.
Okay. Have you heard anybody else say that they'd heard that from the police?
I heard these girls. Because these girls were selling candy and went to my next door neighbor's house. And I was at work. Jason was babysitting. This was after the murders. And Jason was babysitting. I was at work. I call home every hour when he's babysitting to check on him. And Damien's mom had brought him over there to stay for a couple hours. And anyway, some girls come by the house selling candy. And they went next door to my neighbor's house, and she said some girls told her that the police had been by telling them to stay away from that boy that's over our house named Damien, that he was a member of a gang.
Well,
and they said they were selling candy and said the police had told them that.
Okay. It's really, it's not complicated, the position we're in and the position Jason's in. Jason is, if he'll tell us a story, if he'll tell us where he was that day, what time he got places, and we'll check with those people that say he got to those places. If we can prove his story is true and correct, then Jason is a free person. But we can't even start until Jason tells us that that's what happened and that's where he was.
One proof. Right here, and in Jesse Muskelly's statement,
but
he was.
Jason is not
school telling
us that.
Well,
do you understand?
I have the written proof right there.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Jason has to tell us that.
Well, I have to get a lawyer.
Well, I mean that's where we're at. Until Jason tells us where he was. And we can check out that that's where he was. We don't have a place to start. And if we can prove that that's where he was, I'm more than willing to see him be a free man. I mean, that's the truth. But I can't even start until Jason tells me something.
I have to hire him a lawyer. And I'm so tired. Our whole family has been up all night.
I'm sure.
His
I know it was
so
hard,
upset.
And it was a situation that couldn't be avoided. We had to look for evidence, and if it's there, then it's going to look bad for Jason. If it's not, then Jason is cleared because of what we did find. See? If it's not there, then Jason's cleared because of it. So, I mean,
Jason's
innocent. It's the only way to get the answers is to do what we did. And we didn't want to make things hard on you. We don't want to make things hard on Jason. But these are the only tools we have to get to the truth sometimes.
She's already had one nervous breakdown.
I understand. I understand it. And that's the reason we're talking to you, because we knew how upset you were last night. And all of us tried to calm the situation down, and we couldn't. We still had the job we had to do, and we couldn't calm things down. So the ultimate position we had to take was that when we got what we got, we just had to go, because
we got to reading that thing last night, and
Well.
He gonna tell us all that cock and bull about Jason calling him at 9 o'clock in the morning and him doing this, that, and the other. There's no possible way. Because we got a statement from the principal of the school. He was at school.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. And Jason has got to tell me that before I can even start.
Jason, he loves animals and he loves kids.
God, since he's 6 years old, man, he's always had some kind of animal or snake or frog or turtle or something.
Yeah,
dog,
I saw his lizard. I talked to him about the lizard a little bit. He's had it for about a year.
He's about six
we
or
got
seven.
A cat that he brought
big,
in.
He had a big old grass snake.
Yeah,
man,
well,
he was king of the block.
He's
come for 3, 4, 5 blocks away just to see his grass snake.
Yeah.
We got a cat. We got a dog.
Yeah.
We got a guinea pig.
Yeah.
We did have some rabbits and the dogs broke in our cage.
Know,
and Jason,
I don't know if you recognize me from last night, but I was there, and I know how upset you were, and I wished we could have calmed the thing down better than what we did, and we could have talked to you last night about what we're talking about, but it was just impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
we'll
make every effort to satisfy you. We'll answer all the questions we can, but, we can't. Start until Jason talks to us.
I know my son is innocent.
Okay.
I've got proof that he's innocent.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm worried about him because I know he's scared.
Yeah.
I know he's real scared. He's alone.
I don't know when. I really don't know when he'll. When the court's over with, then you can talk to the jail personnel, and they'll. Tell you where he can be seen and when he can be seen, but I don't have those answers.
See, though, I think y'all need to be investigating some of these people who have been arrested for child molestation.
Well, it's
and
like
stuff.
This. We've got a story that is very, very believable. It is so close to perfect that we have to believe it. So, until we can break that story apart, and we can't even start to breaking it apart until Jason tells us something.
In that story he gave, I don't see how anyone could believe it.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. And it's believable.
Not believable to me because he's got too many different discrepancies in it.
You don't have the point of view we've got. We know what we looked at the crime scene. Okay? It's very believable.
He might have been there.
Skelly might have been there, but Jason was not there.
I understand.
He might be trying to protect someone
else. All Jason
else.
Has to do is tell me that and give me a story, and I'm willing to start looking into it. And
well, I need to talk to a lawyer.
I understand. Okay.
And,
all right.
See my
well,
son.
Our interview is complete. Time is 10:11.